Today can confirm that two SABC board members, John Matheson and Kanisile Gweyama, have indeed resigned from the SABC. At this stage, it appears no official resignation letters have been sent. We can confirm that there has been no third resignation yet, but we have been reliably informed that Krishna Naidu was asked to resign from the board by Luthuli House and has thus far not done so. We trust that Matheson and Gweyama's resignations do not have to do with the SIU investigation into the awarding of a security tender by the interim board in which they served. The tender was awarded to a company by the interim board in 2017. Despite being ranked second in the bidding process, the interim board allegedly overruled its own supply chain processes, ignored national treasury and its own lawyer's advice in awarding the tender. The SIU has since investigated the tender and found that it was awarded irregularly and that there was financial misconduct. DA is also aware that there are allegations that the ANC is trying to collapse the SABC board by rendering it in court and therefore unable to make any legally binding decisions. We know that the SABC board has been steadfast in protecting its independence, and an independent SABC would not be desirable for the ANC, who have in the past had control over the SABC in using it to tell its good story. It is highly unfortunate at the time that the SABC should be focused in dealing with its financial crisis. Political interference is once again causing chaos at the SABC. We also await the SIU's final report on the awarding of this security tender. And if any wrongdoing by the members of the interim board is found, they must be held accountable.